Blog Talk Radio.
Mad or glad Monday, inner sight, round the world, welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And here we are, July 21. I heard on the Fox News that they're going to open up the baseball season Thursday night in Washington with the Yankees. But my understanding is no fans. Now, how can you have a baseball game without fans? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, you know. In fact, to me, it's an insult to the fan. That's why I'm glad I'm not a baseball fan anymore. Because there's so many ridiculous things going on, you know. I mean, they tell you to wear the mask and all that, so why not have the fans come to the game and wear the masks and all that and, you know, spray some antiviral stuff, clean the place, and, you know. To me, the whole thing is ridiculous. No fans. Anyway, that's how the world is. It's backwards world. All right. Mad or glad Monday. I'm certainly glad that Mr. Trump is sending 150 federal offices to Chicago, where it's been horrible, if you hear it in the news. You know, the violence out there and people not safe. President of the United States should protect people. That's part of his or her primary job. And I got to praise Mr. Trump. I don't know where these governors are that they let these things happen in their states and do nothing about it. That's horrible. You know, it seems as if, and I don't go by Democrat or Republican. I go by what people do and how they are, as far as you can tell, by the way, in the news and all that. But it seems as if the Democrats lately have really been horrible on all these things. You know, they're so afraid of everything. And I have to praise and honor Mr. Trump for standing up and at least trying to protect us. You know, the whole thing is crazy and out of hand, and you can't let people walk around if you believe and suspect that they're up to no good and they're carrying a concealed weapon. That has to be checked out. You know, what you got to do is get rid of the haters in the police department. I don't hear anybody concentrating on that. You know, they're saying get rid of the police. Well, how are you going to get rid of the police? I mean, that's ridiculous, you know. So why don't you follow suit with other professions? If a doctor kills somebody, get rid of the doctors, you know. Now, I'm not happy with the you got to get rid of the haters in the police department. That's the key. I'm not happy with these doctors. I mean, they're praising some of these doctors, you know. What did they do to protect people in the nursing homes? They completely ignored us, the disabled, and left people out. They didn't do a damn thing. Did you hear one doctor step up to the microphones with the news and say, implement the programs that people are on in nursing homes and get them out of there before moving in people from hospitals and making them more vulnerable, not only to the virus, to other things? I don't think these doctors deserve any praise. They didn't do their job. People that died, they say. How did the doctors do their job? Well, when you get down to it, doctors are not interested in preventing illness. They're only interested in treating it. Really. You ever go to a doctor for preventative. They don't tell you what to do to prevent. And I'm not talking about just give you a test and, you know, if you already have the condition. I'm talking about staying away from it, preventing it. The big difference. So I'm not into praising all these doctors and, you know, that they did a great job. They did a horrible job. You know, they gotta improve. I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement here. The thing is, will they? See? I'd venture to say that very few doctors will learn from this experience. And that learning many, many times is interpreted in a holistic approach. Very few of them will learn and go over to that approach. They don't even believe their own colleagues who still are medical doctors and yet extended themselves to the holistic idea. So there you have our observation from inner sight. You know, I'm not saying any system is perfect or should be perfect, but it could be a lot better. I submit that a lot less people would have died if they would have brought in some of these holistic doctors who can show you how to prevent many, many conditions. And that's really what it's about. That's what's wrong with the medical profession. They don't practice preventative. All right, Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday, brought to you by Big East Akita Rescue, thebigeast.org. Adopt an Akita. You dial them at 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we certainly praise them for all the good things they do. So check out the Big East Akita Rescue. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, my good buddy Campbell, Ollie, and all the others. And I got to praise Mr. Trump for at least trying to protect those children by reaching out with help to some of these cities where people are running rampant and killing people. All right, Inner Sight, remind you, go an extra mile for a child. And be aware that children should be protected. Inner Sight around the world, Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, good friend to Inner Sight. 631-888-1186, buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy and be assured that he will give you the right information. 631-888-1186. Some of our friends are goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com, and turolawcenter.com. We thank them all. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Long Island Connection, another good group that's trying to make a difference. And, of course, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Gary, dog food, cat food, medical, food for the little animals. So give him a call and see what he's got. and how he can help. If you're disabled, he will definitely go out of his way to get the food to you. I know that for a fact. And we appreciate that. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. Thank you, Gary. All right, around the world, Matt, a glad Monday. And hopefully we'll get our engineer in here. Maybe get a couple of phone calls. What are you mad about? What are you glad about? Over 96,000 hear us, listeners. And, you know, the beauty on this show is you can listen whenever you want in the archive. BlogTalkRadio.com, inner site. So check it out. And, yeah, mad or glad. We hope there's more glads than mads. But, you know, you never know. Just like you never know what's going to happen next in this world. All right. All right, inner sight, mad or glad. And don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, T97 on Wednesday night. And that goes on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And hopefully we'll be back in the studio soon. We've got to get some new programs. We haven't done one television show on this virus. So, you know, we'll be sure and put that together, because there's a lot that has to be said. All right, around the world, inner sight. And hopefully things are starting to come back slowly. Now, there are other places where they say the virus has increased. Florida, Texas, you know. So beware of that and be careful. Yeah, yeah. We talk about preventative on this show. Apple cider vinegar, the organic. Very good for preventative. The way to take that is with your food. You know, you take a little swig of the apple cider in your mouth, and you wash it down with water during meal. Yeah, it's a good way to take it, because it releases the enzymes in your body and helps the digestion and more powerful preventative. All right, wild oil of oregano, a virus killer. You know, take that. And, you know, all you need is a drop. You can take that down with water, too. One drop, once or twice a day. The oil of oregano, it comes from the oregano plant. And I heard that on a radio show a few years ago with a doctor. Now, this guy was a medical doctor, you know, but he believed in all these remedies. He started to practice holistic, and he was talking how this oil of oregano is very good for asthma and breathing problems in the lungs. Now, they say this virus, the lungs. So it would make perfect sense that this oil of oregano would protect you. I mean, common sense, you know. And if you look back in history, especially in the Bible, you will find that Jesus believed in oils. You know, the Old Testament talks about them. Jesus anointed people with oil. That means he put it on them. Rubbed it in, You know, it goes under your skin, it goes into your body. So there's the basis. Oils that come from the plants, the trees, are very, very valuable. They were put here for a purpose, for a reason. Hey, nobody's going to live forever. But the point is, get the most out of it for as long as you will live. Now that's a glad on this matter, Glad Monday. All right. So a wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, just a couple of things you can do. There's a lot more. Get that sun, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. The oil of oregano contains zinc. So that's very good, guys, for your prostate, too. All right, Inner Sight around the world. By the way, if you're trying to call in, 213-816-1650. And we're hoping to get our engineer in here. Let's see, what else we got? Yeah, Mad or Glad Monday. Any number of things in the news. A lot of people starting to speak out. Who they say they had the virus, you know, and got over it, you know. I don't know how true that is. I mean, anybody could say that. I believe I had it months ago, you know, but there's no conclusive proof of it. But a lot of these, some of these famous people have been claiming now that they had it. And overcame. And we are glad they did, and we hope they did. All right. Oh, I heard this guy, West, who wanted to be president. Yeah, they said on the news he did a rally down there in South Carolina. Boy, it must be hot down there. South Carolina. But he didn't file the proper amount of names. I think it was 10,000 names you need on the ballot to get into the running in that state. So I don't know if you can get an extension on that. Or I don't think so, because don't they hold those things on a certain day? I think today was the deadline. So, you know, you got people who take advantage of a situation. You know, they want to, they get their name in the news and all that, and they're not really serious about running. Happens all the time. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, no engineer. So if you're on the line, we apologize. Right now we can't take your call. But this is Mad or Glad Monday. And I know a lot of people are mad and angry that they haven't been able to visit their loved ones in the nursing homes. You know, serious problem. And I submit that because they haven't been able to visit, a lot of those people have gotten worse. You know, when you take away the emotional stability of your loved one, a person in a nursing home who doesn't have much going for them at all can very easily take a turn for the worse. And I hope and pray that that hasn't happened to anyone. But I'm afraid that it probably has. So the politicians evidently don't think about that. You know, when they cut off the visitors and brought in other people and allowed the residents to be more vulnerable to contagious diseases like pneumonia and all that, you know. When you bring somebody out of a hospital, you don't know if they contracted pneumonia. You bring them into the nursing home, and they can very well infect person who is already infected with other things. So there you have that kind of situation. All right, Matt, a glad Monday. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Let me give you the our emails, innersight@pmail.com. We're working on fixing up the website, so bear with us. And the website is innersight.info. Okay. And I want to thank my buddy Bill. I got an email that he's taking over the providing for the website for us, you know, paying for it. And that's really very cool of him to do that. All right, our Inner Sight phone number, by the way, if you want to voice a mad or glad, 631-224-3090. If you put it on the voicemail, we'll include it tomorrow in the open mic. Because we can't leave the studio to get it tonight. So, all right. Around the world, Inner Sight, mad or glad, Monday. And, see, just the middle of July. Oh, we're like in the middle of summer, right? Yeah. Middle of the summer. Middle of July. Fireflies. Butterflies. Oh, I love butterflies. Butterflies are so cool. You know, all these little creatures that we take for granted have a function in this world. And they're the definite glad, you know. Butterflies go around and spin around and help the plants. The fireflies flickering actually clean the air, they'll tell you, according to the scientists. Clean the air with the fireflies, all right? We need, you know, we need more fireflies. Now, what they did in China, this is a mad. What they did over there, in, they made the big mistake of getting rid of all their bees. That's very serious. That's horrible. You know, and they've gotten all kinds of problems because of it. Now, I heard that they've got these airplanes flying over certain sections and dropping the bees. You know, with the hope that they'll survive and all that and pollinate the plants. Give the people the much-needed honey and all that. Oh, yeah, honey is a natural antibiotic. You know, people forget that. That's been used for thousands of years, all the way back to the Egyptians and Greeks and all that stuff, you know. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or glad, what are you mad about? Well, we hope you get to call it in. Spoke to the engineer minutes before I went on the air, but I don't know where she is. All right. And also what you're glad about. We want to hear that too. Yeah. Let's see. What else is happening in this crazy world? Of course, the most thing right now is the presidential election. You know, how do you get an idea of somebody who wants to be president when you don't know that person? You know, you only know what you see on a news or what you hear. You really don't know that person. You know. So in my mind, the only way you have to judge that person, and this way may not even be the best or accurate, because what they're doing now, they may just be doing to impress people, to say, hey, this guy, look, this guy's good. Look what he's doing, just to get in there. So you really don't even know about that. So you got to give it your best shot. You know. All right. Mr. Trump, as we mentioned earlier, is sending 150 troops, federal officers, that is, to Chicago. All right. So you got to believe or conclude that he wants to protect us when somebody does that. Right? I heard that he also released plus of money and equipment to the police departments all over the country. And I heard that all the cops are supposed to vote for Mr. Trump. Of course, you don't know if that's true, but you know, certainly the unions may be directing them to vote for Mr. Trump because of that surplus, you know. But now, these things are true, and then supposedly they are. There you have a reason to vote for Mr. Trump, because he supposedly is looking out for us. And I also heard that he brought back a lot of jobs that were going over to China with all the Chinese intervention here in this country. Not that Chinese people are bad. A lot of them are good, beautiful people. You know, I found that out over this virus when this Chinese group delivered food to me and several of others people. So, you know, if you have a president who you know is reaching out to protect people, then you know that he obviously cares to protect us. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, I don't know what this guy Biden is doing. You don't hear much about him.
No,
except
no.
He hides in the basement a lot.
But, you know, I'm not too happy that guy told you. I got to be honest.
I can't hear you.
I'm
what?
Not too happy with either. I said I'm not too happy with either.
You're not too happy with Biden?
Either.
Oh,
either
well.
Candidate.
Well,
either candidate.
Well, probably a lot of people aren't.
No, I'm not. I wish they would scratch both candidates and start a new election, but they can't do that, you know. So that's
I
where
mean,
it's at.
If you're gonna vote, you
that's
gotta vote.
Feel.
You're gonna vote for one or the other, otherwise, you know,
I
vote for whoever
to.
You want.
I could just vote. Well, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I haven't decided.
No, probably a lot of people haven't decided.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the only one.
No, I'm not.
But I think people are watching very closely what these people are doing. Now, I said, and I'll say it again, that if a person wants to be president, and the late Joe Arion definitely agreed with this, if a person wants to be president, they ought to demonstrate before they're elected what they're going to do, you know,
that's
and
true.
How they're going to do it. You know, I
that's
really believe
true too.
That. I mean, what are you going to do for the people? You know, how are you going to make sure that people's lives are safe, that they can get a job, and you know, all the basic stuff that people look for.
And it's not by talk. And here's the thing that angers me, and is angering me about all the political candidates and all the politicians at the moment. I'm going to vote because it's my right to vote. Okay, but I might not vote the way I normally vote. I'll see. I'll go cross party lines, and I don't know what I'll do. I'm registered as Democrat, but I probably will, you know, vote all different ways on different things and see how I go. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I would strongly recommend to Mr. Biden that he demonstrate what he's going to do, even if it's in a small way, what he's going to do to help people when he becomes president. Now, we know what Mr. Trump is doing.
Well, I honestly...
He is president.
I honestly feel that Biden, okay, now hear me out on this, is going to be a puppet. That's how I truly feel. But I don't like what, you know, Donald Trump, you know, some of the things he stands for. So there are things that, you know, is very conflicting for me, and I don't like either candidate, and there's no lesser of two evils here. To me, in my opinion, there right now, I don't like liars, and that both have lied, so I don't like that. That bothers me.
Well,
yeah?
I believe that Mr. Biden, when he was with Mr. Obama, vice president, over the 8 years,
Yeah.
So you already had him in that sense.
Yeah, I don't
what
like
did he do?
I don't like him. I'm telling you.
He didn't do anything. Look at all the additional problems you have just with this this hatred business. You know?
Mm.
He doesn't know how to handle that. He's not gonna do anything about that. He's just gonna pat these people on the back, I believe. You know, and you know
we
what he's going to do, I believe,
candidate.
And I could be dead
really
wrong.
Honest. That's what we need, honestly.
I could be dead wrong, but I believe that if he becomes president, he doesn't know what to do, he's going to call Barack Obama and say, well, you were president, what should I do? And you're going to have Obama all over again.
I don't think it's going to only be Barack. No, I don't think it's going to be Barack.
Sure.
I think it's going to be more the whole Democratic Party.
Yeah,
honestly.
But I think Obama's going to be at the top. He was the president. What should I do now? You know?
I think it's going to be part of it, but I also think that it's going to be with, you know, he's going to also, you know, call on Sanders. He's going to call on Barack. He's going to call on all the people that were.
Well, that's going to be worse because if he calls Cuomo, I'm getting the hell out of here.
You getting out of New York?
Out of the damn country.
Oh, out of the damn country. Uh-oh.
I mean, that's even worse than Obama consulting Cuomo, especially on issues with the disabled.
Oh, God. I'm
what
very
did he
upset
do?
With Cuomo.
He
now,
tried to kill everybody.
That's the truth. He doesn't care about the disabled or elderly, for real.
Of course not.
And that I feel 100% on.
And I still want to know.
I'm very much a liberal, though. So this is my I'm not a liberal. I'm more middle of the road. But I lean a little bit towards the liberal side. Not too much, but just a little bit. But I'm not totally. I'm more like a Democratic conservative.
I don't go for all those tags on people. I don't go for that.
I don't know.
But,
I just find that if I was going to describe myself, that would be it. I'm more of like a conservative.
I still want to know where the money is going from these stupid posters that are being sold. Nobody has talked about that.
I don't know.
All right. Where's that money going? All right, in a site, 213-816-1650. Anybody got an answer to that question? Let us know. All right, who's on the line? Anybody?
Hold on, I saw nobody when I came in, but let me check again. Okay.
All right. Inner Sight, Monday night. Mad or Glad, Around the World. All right. And we invite you to call in. Turn down your video and all that, your audio and, you know, anything in the background.
No.
And avoid the speakerphone.
No, nobody.
When you're calling.
Yeah, don't
all
do
right,
that.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, Around the World. So, you know, a lot going on. What do we got, 4 months till November?
Oh, I got, hold on a second.
Your phone keeps going in and out.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. You know, we're going to have, you're probably going to wind up wearing your mask at the polls the way things are going. You know, the whole thing is stupid and ridiculous.
The only thing that bothers me, too, is I don't trust anything that's going on right now because I don't feel that any like, doctor or any, you know, anybody has convinced me that things are going to be better right now.
Well, how can you trust these doctors?
Not really. I
can't. You can't trust them. They're looking for a chemical now.
They're going to use vaccinations, but it's going to be part of the virus.
Yeah, who the hell's going to take that? Not me.
Not me
either. I'm not taking that.
And if I do, it'd
be crazy.
way later. These two Russian doctors recently, they injected family members. Are they crazy? They are. They must
be.
Him and himself and some family members.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
trust any of these people. The only ones I really trust are the holistic ones. You know, because I believe that they tell people the truth.
I have to ask you a question then.
And they care
how
about
did you people. Ever become aside from listening to Gary Noel and all that? You must have aside from your eyes. Okay, which I know what happened. Aside from that, how did you become so interested in holistic health?
Well, because I used to get sick a lot.
Oh yeah, as a kid.
Going to doctors.
There you go.
I used to go to doc when I was a kid. The doctors would make house calls.
Oh yeah.
And every couple of months, I was sick. Then I started listening to these guys on the radio. I started with Carlton Fredericks, who was a very good friend of Gary.
Oh, really?
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I started to learn about all this stuff, and
that's how it
one,
got
one
you
thing
going.
Led to
uh-huh.
another.
And then you said, oh, freak the medical profession. You know, they're not helping me.
You well, gotta educate yourself.
Well, I've come to the, you know, what I will do is a little bit of both, but I'm really going to commit probably very much towards, you know, Gary Noel and Gary Noel's group. Tomorrow, I think, is my appointment with that doctor. So it should be good. I'm happy about that. You know, it's covered by Medicare. But here's the half-ass thing. If it's covered by Medicare, the blood work, why isn't everything else covered? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh yeah, because that's how they do things.
Yeah.
In a half-assed way.
His appointment is covered. His appointment, his actual appointment is covered. The blood work is covered, but the treatment isn't. And you're like, okay, now what do? How do I get that?
Well, here's a mad for me, and I thought of it today with these nursing homes. If a person is on a program from the government and there's a threat to that facility where the person is, then why isn't it an automatic emergency that you have to get that person out of there?
Good question.
People are not protected.
No, they aren't.
We're not protected.
Nope.
You're not protected by the ADA. You're not protected by an emergency measure. You're not protected by these friggin' stupid jackass protective services, and that's what they are.
They are, really, big time.
They
know
didn't
why?
Do a damn thing.
For Rosie. They put her in.
Wait a minute. Not only for Rosie, for the millions of people. They didn't do a damn thing to protect these people.
No.
When the governors, and it was more than one governor, brought in these people from the hospitals. Protective services say, hey, you can't do this?
Right.
Because
they don't care. Because they don't care, obviously.
It's more than that. There's no law.
It's
evil. There's no law that allows them to do it.
Yes, and it's all evil.
We're forgotten.
We are more than forgotten.
We're the forgotten people.
We are.
We always say that. And there's the damn proof. Why wasn't it is considered? And where the hell are these friggin' ass doctors? This jackass. What the hell is his name? Fauci? Where the hell was he? Why didn't he do something about it and step up and say, hey, get these people out of there?
See, problem is he works for Donald Trump.
Did
he works for Donald Trump. He works for Donald Trump.
I don't know who he works for, but
he works for Donald Trump.
And he should have done something.
And he was fearful of repercussions if he was going to do things.
Trump
should
have done something, too. Yeah, I'll say it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah. I mean, he worked for Donald Trump, and he still does work, quote, for Donald Trump's team. You know, he's part of the team that Pence and Trump created. Yeah.
Well, Trump ought to get rid of him. He didn't do it. He did a lousy job.
Oh, he can't. He can't. Congress put him in. He can't.
I don't know about that.
No, it's true.
There's always
a
way to get rid of somebody.
No, but, the only other way is to physically hurt them, but he's been
anyway,
put in
that's
by...
Anyway, that's a mad for me.
You know, and I don't think that's a good idea.
That there was no emergency measure in this whole thing when these governors brought in these people from this hospital. You know, it's like
that
the damn place was on fire. Wouldn't
but
they
I
get
don't
them
think,
out?
I don't think that Fauci had anything to do with that part. He had a lot
I think he did. He was a doctor in a high position. He should have said, I'm going to talk out about this.
He has.
Well, why
didn't
he get the people out?
He can't.
Oh,
come on.
Don't tell me that.
I'm telling you the truth.
He could have. He could have.
He's the straightest shooter out of all of them, out of everybody right now.
He could have gotten
them
out. He's just as bad as the others.
Hey, you think?
As far as I'm concerned.
He was talking about, vitamins. He was.
Oh, big deal.
He actually said, he's
big
been telling
deal.
People to take certain
vitamins,
too.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like he's not aware of the alternatives, too. I mean, I don't, but he's still
he should
working
have
on
at least
vaccine.
Suggested that there'd be an emergency measure put in here to get these people out before the governors brought these people in from the hospital.
Well, that's true. But that has
should have
more
at least
to do, I think, with
done
the
that.
State, Frank. The states. The states joined together. I think if anybody wanted to do it and there was a problem, it should have been the people
you know, mean not the people in the state, but the people, you know, Congress and saying, listen, this is not
nobody
a
said
so
a damn
thing.
Thing about it.
That's right. Nobody cares.
They're all guilty as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
About that.
Every single one of them. That's why I'm not too enthused about voting this year. That's why
well,
I don't.
You know.
I'm not convinced about.
And they
Biden,
still
I'm
got those. They still haven't
Trump.
Implemented these programs. They still got them in
nope.
there.
And you can't see your mm-hmm. loved one. It's we're in phase four, and you cannot see your loved one, okay? Until
yeah.
the 29 days that nursing home has to be COVID-free. God forbid one person, one measly person catches it, that's it. It goes back to zero.
Yeah, and in between that, they're talking about a second surge.
Wave, yeah. So you
so
know what? You're never going to see
it. It could happen
member.
Again.
Yes, it can.
And they're still not getting them out.
That's right. They don't care.
Oh, it
That's
shows
why
you.
We got to start doing shit to get people out. Excuse
yeah,
me for
yeah.
the
Give me
curse,
the money.
But I just can't. Well, that's what we need. We need to
Give me the money,
please.
And I'll do a hell of a better job than any one
mm-hmm.
of these people. I guarantee
oh, yes,
you that.
Would. I guarantee you that. Yeah?
I wouldn't leave those people in there.
I know.
All who wanted to get out would have gotten out.
That's right. Anybody who wants to stay in, I'll let them stay in. If they feel safer there, that's their prerogative. But I would suggest
Crazy.
Strongly that they get out. I don't think anybody would want to stay in. Only one or two people probably would.
All right. Inner Sight, A Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650.
Maureen just called in.
And we'll take a call from Queens. From Maureen.
Okay. Here she comes.
Inner Sight.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Could be
sorry,
better.
I
today,
off.
I don't know what it is. I just was so disconnected today. I'm thinking about a lot of things.
Don't interrupt her. Let her talk. What, Maureen?
Just before the show started, I got a lady from one of the organizations who I called the other day who she gave me a lot of good information. And she said I have to get her out soon because August or September 1st, the MLTCs are going to stop.
That's
so
crazy.
She said I have to get her out, you know, as soon as possible and to go looking, get the apartment, and then, you know, see what happens because
What's
yeah,
gonna
I
stop?
Didn't even know
Hold
that. About.
The managed long-term care.
Wait, I'm asking
yeah,
her.
Gonna
What's going to stop, Maureen?
The managed long-term care. The managed long-term
it.
Care is going to stop.
Yeah, so what are they going to...
See, I don't
gonna,
understand.
They're going to replace it with Medicaid. I know the story. Cause
but
I'm
she
the
already
one
has... She already has Medicaid.
Not Medicaid.
She already has
sorry,
Medicare
Medicaid.
And Medicaid.
Well, they're going to replace it with standard Medicaid, so you won't have that, like the Age Well, the Well Care, any of those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just have standard Medicaid.
The Fidelis will be
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, all of that. You won't. All of that's gone.
Mm-hmm. So is that?
So Medicaid is going to pay for the aid. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but that's going to be a headache too, because Medicaid's going to want to cut your hours big time.
Oh, yeah. Well, they always do that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They were signing petitions before the virus struck even. They were down in the lobby, the aides, asking for signatures and stuff because they were going to cut, you know.
Yeah,
this country's
cut.
A mess. This country needs a revolution all around, really. It needs
they
a revolution.
Cutting, believe me, you, I'm not going to be happy.
So that means that you'll have to only deal with the one system then, right?
Right.
Mm.
Well, that'll be better.
And no, it won't. No,
sure,
it
will. You don't have to go all
It'll
around all these damn agencies.
It won't be better, Frank, because they're going to cut
not?
Services. They're cutting services and they're forcing people into nursing homes who can't.
Yeah,
live
but
on
you
the
can
outside.
Still, but you can still get the agencies to help.
Yes, you can. You can,
yeah.
And you can do volunteer work. But see, let me say something. I don't know how you're going to pay for that and how you're going to get people to pay for that. That you're going to have to really
you
struggle
with. You got to get
that.
The agencies to start raising money.
I don't know.
And how long would that take?
Do the and put this volunteer idea into practice.
Yeah, but that's going to take a long time.
That's right.
You know,
you just
have
to get
her.
She said I should get her out immediately, as soon as possible. And if not, to call this agency, NILAG, who does law work. But she said I have the right to take her out.
You have the right to take her out. Yes, you do.
Yeah, especially during a pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
But
you
got
to find a place.
It comes
down to the same thing.
I don't know how I'm going to
get my mom
out.
Oh, she said I could finally even get away with one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, really?
Because she said the aide does not get their own room. The aide doesn't get a room.
Right.
That's right? That's so?
Well, you're going to have a room with your mom? You're going to sleep in the bed with your mom?
I can sleep on the couch. It doesn't matter.
What about your aide?
What about
your aide has to sleep on a couch if she's there.
She said the aide isn't entitled to a room.
No, the aide probably isn't going to live with you.
She
said
depends
the
on if she has a live-in.
From...
Yeah.
What happened? Is that?
It depends on if you have a live-in or not.
Well, I'm sure I won't.
They
most
require
people aren't getting.
Well, a live-in really is they work 12 hours and then they sleep there the rest of the time. That's really what it is. So really,
yeah.
I wouldn't want a live-in. I would want 12 hours. And that's what I don't do 12 hours. I have 10 hours for myself.
She said most people do 9 to 7 at night, 9 in the morning to 7 at night.
That's what I
that's
do.
That's usually what
that's
they do.
That's what I do. Yeah.
And like one will come 3 days, one will come 4 days. You get like two of them, you know. They'll have like two that they'll switch different days. Like one will come for 4 days, one will come. She kind of explained a lot that I didn't even know, you know. But she said, did I talk to the social worker? I said, yeah, they're aware that I'm trying to. I was trying to. I told them at the beginning of the year before all this hell happened, even, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They
ought to
have all they put you through. They ought to find a damn place for you.
I know.
That's what
they
should do.
Well, that's Sydney. That's not the nursing home. That's
Nursing home should help you too.
Yeah, she asked if I knew the independent living. I said, oh, yes, very well I know them.
Right.
They do nothing. You know? She knew of Sydney, you know? So,
the main thing is it still comes down to the same thing. You still got to find a place.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said that's good if the place wants to give me, the church wants to give me a...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just so. I sometimes just feel like I can't go on anymore.
You have to pull. If you want to, I want you to call me anytime. Today I could have used you. You could have used me. Honestly.
Yeah.
We usually are very good together. Mm. You know?
I know. I've just been writing the letter, rewriting the letter for the GoFundMe. I've just been, you know. It's just in the heat. I'm dying of the heat because I have no air. I'm just dying of the damn heat. It's just too much, everything. Then I call earlier because I didn't get to talk to her today. And I usually say to her, are you hot? She says, yes. So I say, well, you have to tell the aide. So, of course, I didn't speak to her today or yesterday. So I call, oh, no, it's cool here. We have a cool for the patients. We wouldn't have a hot. So then later when I talk to the other one, she goes, oh, yeah, it was very hot in there. I turned on the air for her. So they lie.
Oh, see?
You know?
Liar. I'm sorry.
And it's
that's
like
crazy.
90s. Yeah, it's like 100 degrees with the heat index, and there's no air there, you know?
That's crazy, honestly.
I know. So I just have to get it out before it's too late or whatever. you know? It's just this is too much for people to have to be going through.
I agree. Whole
thing. You know, and then what's this new thing? Now they're asking for a protest across the country. What, you know, these people in Astoria and in Manhattan and wherever else they were party hardying, and that governor, he stopped it now, but it went on for 4 weekends in Astoria. So he finally stopped it. Now he's gone down to Georgia. Somebody said, is he going to self-quarantine when he comes back?
He has to. He
you
has
know?
To. Technically,
well,
he has to.
You think he will? I'm sure he won't. And people are asking, well, what about people that come in cars? What's going to happen to them? Mm-hmm. Which is what we said.
Yeah, we said the same thing. Mm-hmm.
What's he doing in Georgia?
Oh, he's going to give his expertise because you know how wonderful New York did, but he'll fail to mention the 30,000 people that died at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And how he put sick people in the nursing homes with the deadly virus. He'll forget to mention that little ditty, too.
Oh, he put a lot of people, not only six.
Not only what? Huh?
Not only six, he put a lot of people.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. He put, yeah. He kept, well, that's what I said. I'll forget to mention the 30,000 people that he killed.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, and then not only that, he encouraged all the other, governors to do the same. So that's even worse. Mm. In my opinion.
Blue states did it. Blue states were the ones that mainly did it. Blue states. I was a Democrat, but I'm not anymore, really. I mean, I don't know if I'll vote Republican,
right now,
but
neither.
I will definitely
I'm
not
so
vote
upset.
Democrat anymore.
Well, I'm not happy. I'm not happy with either, honestly.
Mm.
I'm telling you the truth. I've gotten to the point that I'm so upset with the whole system and the way they're treating people all around that I'm neither right now. I, if you were to ask me, what am I? I'm like, I don't know.
I know. I mean, look at the city. They're allowed to protest. Oh, he doesn't believe they have any. He doesn't believe any of them have the virus. How would the mayor know this? We can't see our loved ones, and everybody else can be out partying, protesting, occupying City Hall, and we can't see our mother. This is nuts. This is beyond crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, I mean, sometimes I really, you know, this is just, it's just, there's no word to describe.
What are
it's
they protesting is what I'd like to know.
Their agenda. They have an agenda. That's what all this is about. They want to overthrow the government.
No.
That's what this whole thing is about.
And who's going to serve the people? Them?
Everything. I'm sorry?
Who's going to serve the people if they overthrow the government?
Well, they're Marxists. They want to do away with the police. They want to do away with the schools. They want to do away with the churches. They want to do away with the nuclear family.
How's that going to stop hatred?
Yeah, right.
That's
not going to
stop
hatred.
Hatred will be forever. Then they're making people hate them more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Right.
I think hatred's getting worse.
I want to praise, I don't know the woman's name, but I want to praise the black woman who covered up the sign, Black Lives Matter, with red paint, and who said, we want our police.
Well, there were two sets. There were two girls.
Can't be without
police.
Are you
more
crazy?
There were two black girls from Staten Island threw black paint on it. I don't know what they were saying. And then the next day, somebody threw black paint, too.
Really?
I don't know if she was black or not.
So there
was
four separate times,
yeah. Red was the first with a man.
Yeah, then
blue was the next time for the cops.
And then there was black girls from
Staten Island did it with black. And I don't know who did the last one. I think it was black, too, but I don't know what that person was.
We got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic, Inner Sight. Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Thank all of our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, and engineer.
You're welcome.
Be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. Stay safe out there. Wild oil of oregano. Don't forget about that. That'll keep you safe and happy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight. Again, tomorrow night, open mic, and we'll do it. We'll do it, and we'll keep on telling the truth.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you, everybody. Good night, inner sight.
Good night, everyone.